KSRO celebrates 80 years on the air in Sonoma County. Here's Brian Hudson and Marcy Smothers on Jim Grady.
Jim Grady, to me, was the radio version of the newspaper's top columnist, the commentator, the character, the uncle who could get away with his irreverent quips or stories or conversations. And he just had a great sense of humor, too. I remember we'd come in, the morning show would start at 5 o'clock, and I'd usually get in around 3:30 or so, and Jim was already there. Half hour in, stacks of paper. I loved how when email came in, Jim used to call that he was getting letters. And we said, it actually comes through. That's called an email, Jim. And he said, can you show me how to check my email? And I remember we sat down. He got himself in front of the computer, and he put his hand on the mouse. I said, okay, so see over here, this is where you click to get your email. So go ahead and move your mouse over to here and click. And he picked up the mouse and moved it to the side. And I said, tell you what, let's get you a producer who can check your email for you, Jim. But he just had a pulse. You know, he saw the then district attorney as a young boy, and, you know, knew him through, you know, familial babysitting roles. He knew all the history. He was our radio version of Gay LeBaron, the great storyteller.
You know, Jim Grady was the community's glue. You know, if anything was important to know in Sonoma County, Jim Grady knew it, and Jim Grady reported it, and it was an era. And then kind of like that straight man of David Wesley Page, I loved those two together because it was such enjoyable radio, but yet it was very informative, and it was very important for our community.
Celebrating 80 years, 1937.
You made me love you.
To 2017. This is Sonoma County's KSRO.